Simonchen Einhe, Simonchen Einhe.
They're also not related directly to when we think about Hilchos Avelos to the Halachos of Nihuge Avelos, as well as many Sfarim today. Both the Divrei Sofer and the Badei HaShulchan are divided into two volumes, and each one of them starts with the Simon Shin Ayin Hei, the onset of Avelos. And once one gets into that, so then we begin Nihuge Avelos, going on to Shin Pei. Unfortunately, we have to skip the Simanim in between. And there are Yud Aleph Nihuge Avelos. There are 11 different Isurim that apply to an Avel. And that's what the Mechaber starts out with. In the beginning of Shin Pei, the Mechaber tells us that there are many different Nihuge Avelos. And he lists the Yud Aleph Nihuge Avelos. And we're, Be'ezer Hashem, going to go through them keseder. The first one that's discussed in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Pei Beis, is the Yisr of Malacha. That's the Yisr. Of the Nihuge Avelos, this is the hardest of the Nihuge Avelos. There are quite a few things that are unclear, but the Shiurim will get probably a little bit shorter, and will get a little bit less complex. But these are very much, of course, Halacha L'maisa. The Gemara discusses in terms of the development of Nihuge Avelus, the Gemara describes a process that the Avel goes through. The Avel just doesn't have one moment of Hilchos Avelus, but rather the Avel goes through a process. The process, the Gemara differentiates between the first 3 days, the 7 days, and we know Shloshim. That's a Gemara on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, which is not photocopied for you in your booklets. The Gemara says Chav Zayin Amud Beis that when it comes to the process of an Avel, Shlosha Yamim Lebechi, 3 days are meant for crying, V'shiva LeHespid, 7 for Hespid, U'shloshim L'giyutz U'tisporeh. So it's very interesting how the Gemara describes what we call Shiva, what we call Shloshim, Giyutz and Tisporeh, of course, is laundering and cutting one's hair. And then the Gemara goes on to say, and after that, a person's supposed to slow down in their Avelus. The Rambam is actually very sharp about those who are Misabel too much. So the 3 days, there's a 3 day period that's a Zman for Bechi, it's a time for crying. Now, it happens to be not all of the Yud Aleph Nihuge Avelus are connected to the 3 days. Some Nihuge Avelus, there's no difference between whether it's day number two or it's day number five. However, when it comes to Malacha for an Avel there is a difference between the two. So we'll go Keseder Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch describes in Siv Beis, Simin Shin Pei Siv Beis, Malacha Ketzad, how does the expression of the Isser Malacha manifest by an Avel? Kol Gimel Yom Marishayim, also be malacha. The first 3 days, it's prohibited for him to do work. Afilu ani hamisparnes min hasadakah. So malacha is also across the board, even if he's an ani. We're going to see later on that in cases of a dover ha'aved, we are matir, according to many, malacha, either al yidei atzmo or al yidei acherim. However, when it comes to the first 3 days, then afilu ani misparnes min hasadakah. Obviously, if it's a case of pikuach nefesh, then there's nothing to talk about. But if we're talking about an ani who's misparnes min hasadakah, so it would be better for him to collect for the tzedakah for those 3 days. Mikan ve'elach imu ani ve'en lo mayochal also betzina betoch beisa. So there's two dinim in Hilchos Avelos. One is the iser, and the other is the halacha of maris ayin. As well as v'isha tava bepelach b'sof esa, avu amru chacham tava meiru l'shchinim shitzrichu l'kach. Even though it's mutter, at the end of the day, the neighbors should have helped out for the ani. The Ber Hagola, and this is based on the Beis Yosef himself. A lot of times, the Ber Hagola steps up, particularly in Hilchos Avelos, and gives us a lot of what the Beis Yosef does. The Ber Hagola in Oz Gimel points out that there are two ways to understand the relationship between the 3 days of the Yisr Malacha and what we saw in the Gemara on Chav Zayin Amabez of Shlosha Yamim Lebechi. One way of understanding is that the two go hand in hand. That's the second reason, if I'm not mistaken. That's quoted in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham, quoting the Ravid. The Baragol says at the end of Os Gimel, Mishum Da'amru Chazal, Gimel Lebechi, Vim Yasok Bimelacha, Hu Mis'atzel Bebechi, that the 3 days, the Avel is supposed to be entirely focused on the Avelus and his responsibility to cry. Obviously, that needs to be discussed on an emotional level as well. You know, Rav Miller said when he said over this halacha, he said that the brisker of for us Hasidim, for us who are both briskers and Hasidim, it's a little more complicated. But for the Hasidish side, it's a little bit hard to relate out of self. But that's the godless of brisker of. They say that the brisker of the first 3 days when he was sitting shiva, he was crying unconsolably, and then he looked at his watch. And he saw that, I knew he would like this. He looked at his watch and he saw that the Gimel Yom are up. The question is whether you look at your watch and Gimel Yom, and then he stopped. That was it. He never cried again. There are a lot of ways to deal with that. But either way, that's the Yisod, that Gimel Yomim is Lebechi. Therefore, back to inside, says the Ravid that the Isser Melach is the same thing as well. That even though there's an Isser Melacha all 7 days, but nevertheless the halacha of Isser Melacha is most poignant during this tekufa, not to be mesiach das from one's avelus. And in fact, this will work very well with the Rush that we will make reference to later on in Simin Dalid. That's in the second page in Perek Bey's Simin Dalid. We're going to see it later on, that the Rush speaks about that there are times that we're more machmir in Hilchos Avelus, we're more machmir, the reason being that we're the Isser of Malacha. By the way, I say more machmir than Hilchos Chalamoid, is because you're not supposed to be Mesiach Das. So this would be not only being Mesiach Das from the Shiva, but being Mesiach Das from the Gimel Yom HaRishonim. There's another fascinating explanation, as well quoted by the Beis Yosef, from the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says something that is the Hasidish side, if you will, to it. The Yerushalmi says that for 3 days the neshama hovers around the guf. For 3 days it hovers around the guf. It takes 3 days for ki'ilu the neshama to remove itself from the guf. So two fascinating explanations of the chashivas of the 3 days in regards to Isser Melacha. And during that period of time, there's an heightened Isser Melacha, Rav Miller Shlita's Lashon, it's a certain type of Mesa Muta Lefanav. The Mesa's Mamish Muta Lefanav, so then in such a case, then we have a expanded Isser Melacha that Afilu Ani HaMisparnis Min HaTzedakah is going to be Aser. There is a fascinating discussion in Rabbi Akiva Eger. We have not discussed, and we will do it as a sugya by itself, the sugya of Miktsas Hayom Kekula. Simply put, the halacha is, halacha lemaisa, that on the seventh day, we don't sit 7 full days, but rather an avel sits only Miktsas Hayom Kekula. On the seventh day, he gets up in the morning. The explanation that Rav Soloveitchik gave, which is extremely muchrach, is that whenever you have a malos, we had a malos in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, whenever you have a count, so then at the moment the count was done, so then we say Miktsas Hayom Kekula, that the day was counted, and then in such a case one is allowed to get up. Whenever there is a process of counting, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, there it says Tamimos. There's another halacha, Tamimos. But when it comes to a simple count, then there's the Yisod of Malos, and we will get back to that Lomdo Samir Tzashem in the future. So that's the Shaila. The Shaila is, here we're going to have a Machloikis Achroinim, whether the 3 days of the Isser Melacha, do you say Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi as well? Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes the Chachmas Sadam. Many of you didn't recognize as a Chachmas Sadam, no tainus. The Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Hainu Kol Hayom Hagimel Bichlal Isser, V'lo Arminam B'zeh Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi. So Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes the Kuntras Matzeves Moshe. That is the Chochmas Adam. The Chochmas Adam wrote a special Kuntras at the end of Hilchos Avelus called Matzeves Moshe. Take a look at its introduction, it's quite interesting. And there in Oz Dalud, and this is in your booklet, it's the third page, the Chochmas Adam in Oz Dalud mentions that he thinks that the Davar Pashut in regards to Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo, the following Yisod. He says the following. V'chein hu b'shulchan aruch. Five lines into Tshuva, Oz Dalid. In our photocopy, it's about eight lines from the bottom. B'shulchan aruch simin shin peisiv beis, kosvu, kol gimel yom marishon amasim alacha. Mashma de b'yom ha-shlishi nami osir. It's mashma that on the third day it's also osir. And with that, the Chochmas Adam then challenges and says, the whole halach of Gimel Yomim Arishonim doesn't have the rule of Mitzvah Hayom Kikula. We'll get back to the Svar in a moment. But first, just to cheshben whether 3 days has the rule of Mitzvah Hayom Kikula or not. Again, let's be very clear, the nafkamina would be this expanded Isser Melacha. Does that apply also in the third day in the afternoon or not? So the Chachmas Adam says it's a davar pasher from Shulchan Aruch. That's 3 full days. He then asks a stira though. El deramakasa b'simin shin tzadi gimel umixes yom shlishi areyu kikula umashma dekayil kol advarim. What's he referring to? So let's take a look in shin tzadi gimel sif aleph. So there we have another halacha of gimel yomim arishonim. So today we're actually not starting with the iser melacha. Only we're going. This is our day that we're discussing gimel yomim arishonim for Avelus. So says the Mechaber in Shin Tzadi Gimel Aleph, Avel Gimel Yom Arishonim, any Yotzel Beis Avel, there's a special halacha that he doesn't go out from the Beis Avel. So this is halacha, we'll get to it. Says the Rama, Umitzas Yom Gimel Harei Kikulo. And then he asks, V'lo Rasi Nogin Kein Achshav, etc., etc., about an Avel going inside, outside. So the Rama says, you say Mitzas Yom Kikulo on the din of Shlosha Yomim. There's a steer over here. The Shulchan Aruch seems to hold that there's a full Isser Gimel Yamim. So then that would seem to indicate why? That would seem to indicate we don't say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. And no problem with the Shulchan Aruch, but the Ramah holds Mitzvah Yom Kikulo and Shin Tzadi Gimel. Why was the Ramah not Masig over here in Shin Pei? This is the question that the Chachmas Adam raises, but he feels strongly that the simple reading is that there isn't Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo at all when we're talking about the Gimel Yom Harishonim. What would you say from the Mashmos from the Gemara? I would say that there is. Al Regalachas. Why? What did we start off with the Gemara? The Gemara said that when it comes, there's Gimel Yomim Lebechi. And then the Gemara says, after the Gimel Yom Bechi, the Gemara gives us the Din of Shiva. And then it gives us the Din of Shloshim. Kulei Alma Moda. Kulei Alma, I mean, from the Amoraim and Halacha. And on, in terms of Halacha Lemaisa, everybody agrees that we say Mitzvah Yom Kikula when it comes to Shiva and Shloshim. So when it comes to the simple reading of the Gemara, would be a little bit against the Chachmas Adam, on the one hand. On the other hand, when it comes to the material in the Shulchan Aruch itself, it seems to be like the Chachmas Adam. There are Cholkim on the Chachmas Adam. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvas, I believe Reb Shlomo Kluger also disagrees that they hold there is Halacha Mitzvah Kikulo. I saw the Badei Shulchan quotes from the Sefer HaEshkol, he thought. Also he holds that way. So this is a Machlokes Gedolei Olam, whether Gimel Yomim Arishonim also has the Halacha of Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. Rav Miller Shlita thought that it could be that there's no stira in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, that there's a way that one could be miyashev the Ramah as well. And Rav Miller thought it depends on the two reasons that we said from the Baragola, that not only the Baragola is already the Beis Yosef. And that is the following. He said when it comes to, he needs someone that has Rosh Hashanah Shamayim. But he said, when it comes to the halacha of the neshama hovering over the body, it's not mistaber that the neshama has a cheshva mitzvah hayom kikula. The neshama probably has a period of time where the neshama is in an in-between state. Probably it makes sense that me'eis la'eis or something like that. It's a block of time of 3 days. It's not dependent on mitzvah hayom kikula. It's definitely, to put it even more sharper terms, it's not dependent on a malos. The neshama is not doing a sfira. It's not doing a ma'aseh sfira. It's not an isha doing a sfira. So if that's so, if it's not dependent on a maloi, so then in such a case, then it's 3 full days. And however, if we're going to say that you're looking at the halacha of Gimel Yomim Lebechi, So Chazal say that after a Avel counts 3 days, so then his status changes. Maybe that's a little bit of raya for the brisker of. But at the end of the day, they count that after 3 days, already in the beginning in the morning, then in such a case, that malos takes place, which we pointed out was the pashtus of the Gemara in the halacha of Bechet. That's our tiny osaf, what our Rebbe said. In Kainim Advarim, he thought that there was no stira between the two. It could very well be that the Chachmas Adam is right, and he's wrong. The Hainu, the Chachmas Adam is right, that the Ramah learns Mikzas Hayom Kekulo when it comes to the halacha of going out of one's house, because there, that halacha of going out of one's house is a halacha in terms of being in a state of Bechi, and that state of Bechi, we said, we have the rule of Mikzas Hayom Kekulo. In other words, the Avel is supposed to devote his time entirely during that period of time to Bechi. At the morning already, after he gets up, after Nichum Avelim on the third day, so then the Zman of Bechi is passed, just like the Zman of Shiva is already passed on the seventh day. However, when it comes to the Isser Melacha, there, the Neshama is still hovering. The Neshama is still hovering the entire 3 days. And then what was the way Rav Miller explained? It's Mesa Muta Lefanav. It's Mesa Muta Lefanav. The Neshama is mamish there. So then in such a case, to be Osek Malacha, even if it's Ani, Hamisparnes Menas Sadaka. So then in such a case, one would be Machmir. This is a beautiful pshat, a possible pshat, of how to deal with the kasha of the Chochmas Sadam and defending the Ramah. You could say the Ramah is Lavdafka and the Ramah waits for Shin Tzadik Gimel, but if you take the Ramah literally, this would be the explanation. And then when it comes to the Mechaber, it seems to be that the Mechaber is going with the Yisod. According to this Torah, the Mechaber is going to Yisod. That's not Halach in Malot, but rather it's 3 full days, both when it comes to Isser Latzeis Mibeso, as well as when it comes to the Isser Malacha. 3 full days, and according to this Torah, that would make sense, that would be connected to the idea of Neshama. Yeah? Say him?
In terms of the Halacha Malacha, the Ramah, would we say he does hold that
fifth exam
here?
It sounded like Rav Miller very much liked his Torah, what would emerge is that everything would be beautiful. You take the Ramah, in other words, what comes out here, you don't even need Rav Miller's Torah, but it's no longer Shver. We take the Ramah for his word, and the Ramah in Shin Tzadik Gimel says Mikzas Hayom Kekulo. In Shin Peh he doesn't say Mikzas Hayom Kekulo, and you go. You just need the Torah to be Miyashev. But even if you left off with a Tzarech Iyun, then in such a case it would still be fine. Yeah.
But just what's Mikzas Hayom? Is it after Chatzos?
Great question. We will get to that Bezer Hashem down when we're past the Mikzas Hayom of Hilchos Avelos. Okay. We will, Be'ezer Hashem, now list 9 different issues in regards to the Isurei Melacha. 9 different issues of Isurei Melacha, but we will start with the most fundamental way, and that is start with a sugya, which is actually not in the third perek, but which is in the second perek, actually the beginning of the second perek of Moed Katan, which is actually the segue. The second perek of Moed Katan is a segue between Hilchos Chol HaMoed to Hilchos Avelus, and we will see the Isser Melacha, the way in which the Gemara brings in the Isser Melacha from Chol HaMoed and applies it to Hilchos Avelus, and we will see different shitas in the Amoraim and see how it Be'ezer Hashem, how it pans out in terms of halacha. So Zok the Heligim Mishnah on Yud Aleph on the base, of course, it's the second photocopy. Misha hafach hazeisav v'ira avel o onis. So the Mishnah is talking about on Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, a person had their zeisim being pressed, and an onis or an avel, they became an avel. O shetu apolim, or the polim messed them over. Toin kar rishuna. So then you're allowed to save the first press of the wine, of the oil press, olive press, and then everything else you leave for after Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara points out that there's something strange over here. We start out talking about an Avel, which has an Isser Melacha, and then we talk about Chol HaMoed, which also has an Isser Melacha. Asks the Gemara, what exactly is the case of the Mishnah? And you could read the Mishnah in many different ways. The way I read the Mishnah was very vague. So we'll immediately jump in. We'd be learning this B'iyun, and we would take it apart a little bit more of the Mishnah, but we're learning Lahalacha, so let's see how the Gemara deals with it immediately. Frek de Heilige Gemara. Pasach ba'avel, v'siyem b'moyed. The Mishnah starts out and talks about a case of Avelus, which I would like to add, has an Isra Melacha, and then concludes talking about Chalamoek. Amar Shisha Breder Avidi, Zoso Meres, Dvarim Hamutarim, Bimoed Asurin Bimei Evalo. What our Mishnah is telling us is, it's true, if it would be Avelus, it would be Asur. However, it's Chalamoed, and that would be Mutter. Let's see Rashi. Pasach Ba'ava L'Siyim Bimoed Diktani. It never tells us what the halacha is in regards to avelus. It tells us that in chalamoed you're allowed to worry about the davar ha'aved, but it doesn't tell us what the halacha is going to be in regards to avel. So what's Rav Shishi's answer? Rav Shishi answers, "Aser b'mei avala klomar lahachil aparish to aser lo liton afilu kurishana b'mei avala." It doesn't say that's even mutter to save the most important part of the oil press, which is called the kura rishon. Why? Because the halacha is that all malachos are going to be aser for a avel. For chalamoed, a davar avet, as you're familiar, is mutter. Ravashi Yomer Loimi Baikamar. Ravashi takes a very different approach. Ravashi says, no, the other extreme. Loimi Bai Bimei Avolo Demer Rabbanan Hu Vishari. When it comes to Avel, Avel's only Nitzu de Rabbanan. So then, of course, the Dover Avel is Mutter. Elachilu Bimoi Disam Elacha Da Raisim Akam Seda Shari Rabbanan. So the Mishnah is going to tell us not only Avel is it Mutter, says Ravashi, but even when it comes to Chalamoed, which has an Isra Melacha, it's going to be Asur. Now this Gemara is the most important Gemara in regards to the famous Diyun, and this has profound, profound Nafka Minas Halacha, of whether Chalamoed is an Isra Daraisa, Melacha is an Isra Daraisa, Isra Darabanan, and these are two different worlds amongst the Rishonim. Many Rishonim, Mishabura claims most Rishonim hold that Isra Melacha and Chalamoed is actually Daraisa, even though the Mechaber paskins that it's the Rabbanan. Take a look in the beginning of Chelek Vav. But at the end of the day, how you read this Gemara is really not important from the Halacha perspective of Hilchos Avelos, the Hainu. Even though Rav Ashi is a later Amora, nevertheless, we paskin like Rav Shisha. An amazing, amazing thing. And that is, we paskin like Rav Shisha, despite the fact that Rav Ashi is the editor of the Talmud, and that is that when it comes to Meleches Avel is Aser, even by Davara Aved, despite the fact that when it comes to Chalamoed, it's going to be Mutter. Where do we see this in Shulchan Aruch? And what does this say about the Geder of the Isra Melacha of Avelus? So let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei. We're going to go back, Be'ezer Hashem, but let's go to Sif Hei. Asur lasos melachto al yidei acherim. It's prohibited to have melacha done even by others. Ela im kain hu davar aved. Shadavar im aved mutter la'ava lasos al yidei acherim. The critical line over here is al yidei acherim. In contrast to Hilchos Chalamoed, where the halacha is that a davar aved is mutter by the individual himself. However, when it comes to avel is aser bechol melacha. Obviously, the word melacha hasn't been defined yet. That is going to be important work. But when it comes to the issue of how we paskin Rav Shisha or Rav Ashi, we paskin. Majority of Rishonim passing like Rosh Hashanah, not all, but the majority of Rishonim passing like Rosh Hashanah, and that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that even Davar Ha'aveh is Aser for an Avel. So therefore, a person cannot simply say, well, I'm going to lose business, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter for me to go to work. The individual is not going to be able to go to work just because it's a Davar Ha'aveh. Again, Ani HaMisparnis Menat Tzedakah is a different story. But a person who is more self-sufficient than that, or more successful than that, would not be able to have the heter of Davar Aved, but he would have that on Chalamoed. He has the heter of Davar Ha'aved. Right now we're talking even Tok Shiva. Even Tok Shiva. Okay. So that is the general Iser. By the way, what's the mashmos from this Gemara? What's going to be usher when it comes to an avel?
Him doing the work.
It sounds like that the geder of the Isur Malacha is Chalamoed. In other words, the Gemara here puts together Chalamoed with avel. Now this is something that's really not so clear in the Tur, Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, and Nosei Kelim. I did find that the Mordechi says it's Mefurish, and this is going to get us to define what is the Isser, exactly the Isser of Malacha for an Avel, and what we're going to see is essentially there are two categories when it comes to Halacha L'maisa for Isser Malacha by an Avel. The Mordechi could be found in the Beis Yosef, in Simin Shin Pei, of course, at the end of Sif Hey. Dibar Amaskel, Kosov HaMordechi. Right before Sivav, he quotes the Mordechi. And the Mordechi does say, at the end of Sif Hey, Vishalo Litzorech HaMoed Asur, V'me'avelo K'chol HaMoed. So he says the words that when it comes to Avel, Avel has an Iser like Chalamoid. Prior to that, the opening lines of the Mordechi are, if you need the food for Litzorech HaMoed, then it's Mutter. And he says, Tochnin Kemach B'moed Litzorech HaMoed. And he says, the same Halacha would apply, grinding in general would be Aser even on Chalamoed. However, if it's Litzorech HaMoed, it would be Mutter. And he says the same halacha would be in regards to an avel. So l'chura, the simple reading of the Mordechi, is that when it comes to the Isser Malacha, we measure chalamoid as the barometer. We're going to come out this way lahalacha, even though I'm a little uncomfortable that I haven't really seen Poskim develop, sharpen this really, really well. One of the things that I'm uncomfortable with is the Ramah. The Ramah in the Darkei Moshe in Sif Katan He says, and he says this twice, the Ramah says in Sif Katan He as well as in Sif Katan Yud, the Ramah in Darkei Moshe on the Beis Yosef, he says, Umashma midivrehem de melachos hamutaros lasos biyomtif mutar la'avol lasosam. It's a striking Ramah. This, I think, in order for the Avrechim to be miyashiv, will have to be really amel on exactly why, because the Ramah is commenting on the Mordechi, and the Mordechi seemed to equate it to Chalamoid. However, I don't think that the Ramah is going to come out lahalacha this way, that the only thing that's mutter are the malachos, the lamites malachos that are mutter on Yom Tov. However, for those who want to be amel, you should want to be. So the Ramah as well in the Darkei Moshe, Sif Katan Yud, repeats the same thing, that the Mordechi is Mashma, that the Geder is the Isser Malacha on Yom Tov. However, it's not what the Ramah, if it's the Ramah, the parentheses in Siv Beis, says, maybe it's not the Ramah. The Ramah says, Kedera in Siv Beis, the parentheses, Kederach Shemut Olichto B'Chalamoy, Kach Mut Olichto B'Mei Avolo, Avolo B'Inyin Acher. So this is already halacha l'maisa. In terms of writing for an avel, the Ramah writes that what's mutter to do on chalamoid is what's mutter for an avel to do as well. The ayin sham behilchas chalamoid b'makom tzorech hamoid, that has its set of halachas. It should be done lechatchila with a shinui. Cases of davara aved, there's room to be matter as well. But lichatchila, if a person is writing both in a time of avelus as well as on chalamoid, then one should write with a shinui. Poskim say that Talmud Torah, which is asur by an avel, on chalamoid is considered davar aved as well. Okay, so in regards to the hagdara, that is one hagdara, and that's what it seems to me to be the iser according to the Mordechi. However, there is an important sif in Shulchan Aruch, at the end, all the way at the end of the siman. And this is based on the Marik. The Beis Yosef quotes this from the Marik. And that it seems to be that there are two hagdaros for the Isser Malacha of an Avel. Because we have another kula. Aside from anything that would be mutter on Chalamoid, the Mechaber adds in Sifchav Beis, Kavod Habayis, Hadachas Kosos, Vatsos Hamitos, Ein Ba'em Mishum Malacha La'Avel. V'chein mutter li'isha lefos u'levashel b'mei evola. So number one, the mechaber is matir, any type of house cleaning. It's not considered malacha la'avel. It would seem that this would not only, and this is how the Taz understands, that this would not only apply to those things that technically are not lamites malachos, anything that would be lamites malachos, that's l'tzorech habayis, the halacha is mutter. V'chein, and then the mechaber goes even further. It's aser for a person to work for a living during avelus. However, the mechaber says, v'chein isha mishartetes bebayis, balabayis acher v'ira avel, mutter lefos levashav lasos shar tzorche abayis. Bein shi mishartetet bechinam, ben bischar. A person is allowed to work during their days of Avelus and receive salary for it, if it's Avodas Habayis. Avodas Habayis is also mutter. To which the Taz...
Avodas Habayis is somebody else or for themselves?
So that's what we just said. That both for themselves as well as for someone else. So the Taz says in Sifkat and Aleph, as we just pointed out, that we see from here that the halacha is that the iser of Malacha for an avel is not mugdar as simply the lamites malachos, but he says these are things that are only called malacha gemura, and therefore even though a person is not allowed to work, those things that are not called malacha gemura are going to be mutter for an avel, and it's mefurish in Shulchan Aruch even for a living, even for a salary, not only ani amisparnes is going to be mutter. We're going to see that schora is aser. We're not going to be able to get into all the details. That we have both in Siv Gimel and Siv Vav. In other words, there's a separate iser. Let's say a person's trading stocks all day and he doesn't do any malacha whatsoever. Nevertheless, that's going to be aser because the Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Kishem Shu Aser Batsias Malacha, Kachu Aser Lisa Velitem Bischora Velechem Mdina Lemdina Bischora. That's also aser as well. So you can't say, well, that's not malacha at all, and it's even less than tzarchei abayis. No, that's aser. As well as sivvav, pragmatius shelo, is also going to be aser if it's not a davar avid. We're going to get shortly to the rule of davar avid. So pragmatia and schora, any type of business and commerce, is going to be prohibited. However, if a person's salary is doing avodas abayis, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. What the lamdus is, that's a fascinating question, and that I leave for you, Emir Tzashem, when you're learning the Sugya B'iyun. But that's what emerges, the bottom line, what comes out from the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz. There is something, though, that remains vague, and this is a machlokis achronim. The machlokis achronim revolves around the following issue. The Taz says the following. V'ra'isi, halfway through the Taz of Sifkat and Aleph, mi shahora l'shamesh, she'ira la'avel, she'yatze avodoso v'yelich le'beis ha'kneses, u'l'shamesh b'tzarche ha'kol. And I saw someone being matir for a shamesh to do work in a shul. So what do you do work in a shul? It also includes lamites malachos. Says the Taz, the heter over here from the Maharik and others is only to do it b'soch habayis. But to go out, even to a shul, the halacha is going to be aser, says the Taz. This is the psak of the Taz. So what comes out from the Taz is that there are two hagdaras. One is that in general there's an iser meleches chalamoed, number one. And number two is you have, aside from the dvarim hamutarim b'chalamoed, what is also going to be mutter is avodas habayis, but it has to be betoch habayis, betoch that individual's bayis. However, beis haknesses doesn't apply, and the Taz is arguing that there's a difference between the bias of your employer. If the woman is a cleaning lady, so then in such a case she's allowed to do it, but to go out, the shamish somehow is different. That's how the Taz understands, even though that's also a bias. Unless the Beis HaKnesses is different than another bias. By the way, this Hagdara, that the way I'm presenting it, is the position of the Das Kedoshim that's found in the Divrei Sofrim. The Divrei Sofrim quotes it, that the Hagdara is, let me just read this Hagdara for you. He quotes the Das Kedoshim because it's very hard to, I found it very hard to find someone who gives a clear Hagdara of what the Meleches HaAvel is. Because of Das, it is on page Tuf Samach Dalet in the Divrei Sofrim. Because of Das Kedoshim, Shekol Dover She'ena Begeder Meleches Cholamoid Mutar Af Ba'Avel. Omnam Yesh Ba'Avel Yesh Od Kula V'Hainu Tzarchei Abayis. So that, Be'ezer Hashem, was the way we were Magdir. So there are two things. You have a Heter of Meleches, anything that's not Meleches Cholamoid is going to be Mutar. As well, even if it's going to be considered Meleches Cholamoid, for example, you're not allowed to work as a cleaning person on Chol HaMoed, Me'ikur D'dina. However, nevertheless, and you don't even have the heter of Dover Ovid, we can get to later on, however, there's a separate heter called Meleches HaBayis. The Machlokes Achron that we're about to discuss, though, is what about a Shamish in the Beis HaKnesses? We saw that the Taz comes out the Chumrah. However, if you take a look at the Pischei Tshuva in Sivkot and Ches, he says, I am B'tshuvas Lachmei Todim Ve'hari Basan Shehisig Al HaTaz. Vehela b'shamish beis haknes shiru avel rashoi leilech beis haknes bereshas meivilo evelo lachen nersel adlikon v'lasus shar tzarchei beis haknesus kedarko. So Ma'ari Basan doesn't tell us exactly why it's going to be mutter, but at least the Pischei Tshuva doesn't tell us Ma'ari Basan why he says it's mutter. However, the halacha is that he claims that it would be mutter for him to go out and do it. The question is, the question is why. Why is it that he would say that the halacha is that it is mutter? So in regards to that question, it could very well be that when it comes to the Isra of Talmud Torah, we have a fascinating heter. Rav Miller recounted from Rav Machlis that he remembered that when Rav Avigdor Miller, Zatzal, when he was sitting Shiva, so Rav Avigdor Miller was sitting Shiva, this is how David Miller Shlita, Yibadol Chaim described, that he was sitting Shiva and he looked at his watch. He said, "Excuse me, I have to go teach my regular shir." And he lived in the shul. He went downstairs and he said his regular shir. Where does such a thing come from? So that's in Shin Pei Dalet. We have a halacha of Rabin Tzvichimlo. If the halacha is that many people need him to teach Torah, that's the second line in Shin Pei Dalet Sif Aleph. In Rabim Tzvichenlo, so then in such a case, the halacha is that the Iser Talmud Torah does not apply. Question is, where do we apply Rabim Tzvichenlo? Is it a local din in Hilchos Talmud Torah of Rabim Tzvichenlo, or do we apply it to other instances as well, like when it comes to the Iser Malacha? So it could be the Ma'ari Bason is coming off of this Mahalach, and that is that once we see that there is a concept of Rabin Tzvichenlo, now here, this is the Rabin Tzvichenlo in Ruchnius, right? The Shamish is helping out in the Beis HaKnesses. So since the Shamish is helping out in the Beis HaKnesses, so it could very well be that the Taz is not the only position, and therefore, an Iser Melacha, the first thing that popped into my mind right now was a case of someone, not a case of Pikuach Nefesh, but someone who works for Hatzalah. Of course, the Pikuach Nefesh is nothing to talk about. But it's not works for Hatzalah, and it's Rabin Tzvichenlo. We won't be any compromising, not 100%. It won't be any compromising for someone's life. But at the end of the day, it's Rabin Tzvichenlo. So in such a case, is it going to be Mutas? That's a fascinating question in regards to the Yisr Malacha. And over here, it seems to be a diun amongst Achram. So to crunch, what we have is, the way we saw it from the Das Kedoshim, is that there's Tzvei Dinim, the two components to the Malacha of Chol HaMoed. One is, Malacha of an Avel. One is what's Mutar on Chol HaMoed is for sure Mutar for an Avel. And the other is, L'tzarchei Abayis, everything is going to be Mutar. The Aruch HaShulchan, yeah, I don't think that qualifies.
Yeah,
I don't think that that qualifies. The Aruch HaShulchan has a very interesting hagdara in Sifkat and Lamed Beis. He says, Malacha she'asru la'avel eino k'malacha Shabbos. Ela kavana malacha mamish. K'mo litvar v'lerov. O shari mini umnes. He says, oh, it's minei umnes. Ava malachas baisis, baitit, k'mo lefot, pito, levashol, tavshol, eino b'chlal malacha she'asru la'avel. Those things are not included for the avel. However, he says, but it would only be mutter for the avel to for the things that he needs or other avelim need l'tzarech habayis. But when it comes to cooking for others, the Aruch HaShulchan says that should be aser. That should be aser. To cook for others, that's aser. Why? Because according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the nature of the heter over here is letzorech habayis, letzorech habayis aveilim. But according to the Aruch HaShulchan, if you wish, it's dechuya. The heter is dechuya. The badei HaShulchan. In other words, letzorech habayis, so the bayis needs, but it's not that it's intangibly mutter. The Badei HaShulchan quotes Cholkin, and he comes out with Kula. The Badei HaShulchan quotes that there are some who say that the halacha is that it will be mutter even lacherim. I believe, if I recall correctly, comes out with Kula. That check up to be positive. Check up how the Badei HaShulchan paskins. But the Badei HaShulchan writes that there are many who are matir, and it could very well be that it's dependent on the question of the Darkei Moshe. According to the Darkei Moshe, who says that the heter is based on the melechas Yom Tov, on Yom Tov it's mutter for you to cook for yourself, and it's also mutter to cook for others. You're not allowed to cook for after Yom Tov, but for Yom Tov itself, for sure. So also another interesting question about the Shulchan raised, what about cooking for after Avelus? That's a separate question. But on Yom Tov, it's for sure mutter to cook for others. The Badei HaShulchan is tole the question of cooking for others, which the Aruch HaShulchan says is not the heter. The heter is only the tzarech habayis. So tzarech habayis means for himself or herself and the other avelim. However, in regards to the position of the Ramah, so who says that the heter is based on the idea of Yom Tov, so then the halacha would be they'd be mutter to cook for others. Ayin Sham B'Badei HaShulchan, who has a long arichus on this. Yes?
So, sometimes Yom Tov is more maker
than Paroi. By the way, for those who want, the Badei HaShulchan is Oz Kuf Mem, if I'm not mistaken. What's that, Noah?
According to this Badei HaShulchan, he's saying that, in some sense, the Yitzhar of Yom Tov is more maker than Paroi in some sense. I mean, he's using the
Darshi Moshe
to say that it's mutter not only for him to cook food for himself, but
right,
for
because
that would apply also to the other opinion.
It makes sense because the Letzarech HaMoed would be only the Letzarech HaAvel. The parallel to Chol HaMoed could be the Letzarech HaAvel. Yes, Nachon. We're going to see other examples of that as well. It requires more elaboration. Ayin Sham B'Badei HaShulchan. Yes?
Where is there Acherim?
We're about to get to Acherim.
Meaning, when Rebbe quoted the Kula in the Aruch HaShulchan.
Right.
So is,
the Chomer in the Aruch HaShulchan.
Yeah, Aleph is the Avel. So can Aleph cook for his wife? Meaning, is that even under the context of Acherim?
If the Aruch HaShulchan could talk, why should I talk? Let's see. Oh, wait, no.
Yes.
Wait, no. Children. No. He says, V'nir li de balas achsan yechol vashu v'le'efos ba'ad ha'orchim, de kibinei beisahim. So anybody who is part of the natural organic home is going
to
be mutter.
To cook for whoever.
The shaila is, what about to cook for others who are not part of the tzorech habayis?
What about the avol himself?
I'm sorry if I gave the connotation that the heter would only be mamish to cook for themselves. It means only for that particular bayis. That would be mutter. That the avol or the woman who is bavelis would be prohibited to do.
Can I read that first line again? She's an avol, this woman?
Yes. Aval nearly, venerly, the balas achsan yechol levasho v'lefos ba'ad ha'orchim the kiminei beisahim. Sheharei tzricha la'achilam. It's partial. The Aruch HaShulchan is assuming that the husband is not going to cook. So then everybody's dependent on her. So then in such a case, in some houses it's the opposite, that the husband cooks for everybody. So if Chaskel is an Avel, so then he has the heter to cook for everybody. But the point is that if the Badei HaShulchan argues according to other svaras, so then the halacha is that could very well be, if it's hutra, that that there are things that are mamish mutter, like on Yom Tov, so then it will be an afkamina in regards to being mavashal even for others as well. Yes, Ritzi.
Just the story with the Rav Victor Miller and the Rabban Sushma,
yeah,
the heter.
Yeah.
So the Yushalmi gives the heter, but there's Yechidim Darbitzar.
We're going to get that by Talmud Torah.
So Rav Shechter says, B'shem Rav Salavitchik, that's only lum, not to teach, not lami.
Right.
So he's arguing on that, but that's.
We'll get there. I love to ask her. Yeah, I don't think it's. These two are not. These two are not precluding. I think the het kilu, Rav Salavitchik's heter of learning during Shiva was that he was mamish pitzar, but he didn't think, he thought he had Rav Shechter to say shir for him, he had his son to say shir for him, he didn't think it was Rabban Tzrichimla. Rav Victor Miller thought that was Rabban Tzrichimla. The two issues are two different issues. In a chanami, could be that the heter pitzar is not to teach, it was only for himself. We'll get to that in the Mitzvah Shem Tam. Does that answer your question?
Because Lolami is always for Rabban Tzrichimla.
No, Lav Dafka. No. Lolami is if a good yeshiva, Reb Ruvain is sitting shiva, so then Reb Shimon would say the shir. If Reb Shimon would be saying shiva, then Reb Levi would say the shir. It's enough. But it's Rabban Tzrichimla. If it's in Brownsville and there isn't anybody else, so then that was the case of Reb Miller. Okay.
If somebody was, just an example, somebody was working on a college campus where...
That would be Mamish Rabban Tzrichimla.
If it wasn't a shiva, but it was like a one-on-one husband, so that's what considered Rabban?
That's a good question. We'll try to look into that when we get to Hilchos Avot HaTalmud Torah. Okay, we still have a lot to do. There is another dimension to this machlokus between the Taz and the Ma'arib Bason, and that is goes back again to the Gemara, and again a machlokus Rishonim and a question of how we paskin. And that is, if you take, it's actually issue number 4. We're not going in order of our issues. I will do Chazara. So that you could fit it back into the outline over here. But issue number 4 is the question of Uman L'Rabim. If you take a look at the Gemara, almost all these halachas that we're going to discuss are discussed in Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara on the first wide line in Yud Aleph Amud Beis says, Yetzer al kein Amar B'Shim Gamliel, Im Hoya Uman L'Rabim, V'Tzapar U'Balan L'Rabim. Notice over here, Uman L'Rabim is not only spiritual. If the people need him, he's a barber, Vigia Ace Haregel, Vein Sham Elu, who? Hareza Yatza. So he's allowed to. Now there is a big machlokes Rishonim. If I'm not mistaken, the Rambam and Rif come out with Chumra, whether we pass him like this for Reb Shimon Gamliel or not. And then there's another issue, Ayin Betaisis, whether Reb Shimon Gamliel will also apply to Hilchos Avelus or not. Hayotze Midvareinu is if you comb Simin Shin Pei, you will not find this heter of Uman L'Rabim. Uman L'Rabim is not found. Why? Very simply. Shulchan Aruch goes, Rambam Rif Rush. You have the Rush who's Matir, the Rambam and Rif who are Oser, so you don't have this heter of Uman L'Rabim. However, if you take a look at the Gilyon Marashah just develops this idea. On the Mechaber, Sif Tezayin, he raises, wait a second, you didn't find in Shulchan Aruch another heter of Uman L'Rabim. He says, Ramban, Ravid, Rush, all are Matir. Problem, of course, is that the Rif and the Rambam are Oser. So the Gilyon Marashah points out that you should know on the books there's a heter called Uman L'Rabim. Im Rabim Tzrichelo, not only on a spiritual realm, but even in a physical realm, if he has a profession that is helping others, so then in such a case, and people rely on him, then there's also a heter of Malacha when it comes to an Avil. Rav Miller Shlita reported that Chacham Avadya relied on this heter of Uman L'Rabim, despite the fact that it's not found in Shulchan Aruch. Nevertheless, there is the heter of Uman L'Rabim, and therefore this is actually another halacha in regards to another category. Category number 1 is the Hagdoras Malacha Chalamoid. Since I'm going out of order of the outline, let me just
outline what all the things that we're discussing. Number one, we need the Hagdara that we worked on already. And number two is the Shaila of Uman L'Rabin. So even if you're going to say that the halacha is, and when it comes to the question of the Shamish serving in the shul, to say that the Heter of Talmud Torah is relevant to him, that might not be relevant. The Taz clearly assumes not that way. There's another tzad to be matir as well. And the other tzad is it's an Uman L'Rabin. People are dependent on him. Especially if it's a unique profession, that also depends. It depends on how unique the Shamish's role is. In some shuls, the role of the Shamish is not very unique. In some shuls, it is more. So then, in such a case, that would be the issue in regards to Uman L'Rabin. So at the end of the day, it's a machloikis Rishonim, a question of even amongst poskim whether we have the heter of Uman L'Rabin. So that's issue number. That's issue number two. What's bottom line? The Yalkut Yosef is Meiko, and
The
Gilyon Marsha himself is Mashmah L'Chumra. It's not the Gilyon Marsha is Mashmah L'Chumra, Nechon. It sounded like we would have to ask Rav Miller again, but it sounded like Rav Miller was going with the Hilchasa Kameko Ba'avo, but there are times that one could rely on this. I would say that B'makom Asnif, and one could be Mitzdarif this as a heter, but you're right that on the, amongst the Ashkenazic poskim, you don't have it in the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have it in the Ramah or in the Nosei Kelim as well. Okay, issue number three that comes up is the following chumra that we have in Sif Hei, and it's borne out by the Shach in Sif Katan Dalet. And that is that a Dover Ha'aved is Aser, we alluded to that, that a Dover Aved is Aser Ha'avel, and it's Aser unless it's going to be done Al Yedei Acherim. Unless it's us done al yidei achim. So here, this is a big yisod that davar ha'aved is asur. But it's mutar al yidei achim. Says the mechaber, asur lasus melacht al yidei achim. Elim kenu davar ha'aved. Shadavar Aven Mutter Ava Lasasai Dechim, Afilu Davar Aser Bemoin Mishum Tircha. And here you have a fascinating balance. And that is that on the one hand, a Davar Aven is Aser, on the other hand, Al Yedei Acherim is Mutter, even though it's Tircha. Point out the Shach that in Hilchas Chalamoed, Allah is that Tircha is Aser. But over here, once it's being done Al Yedei Acherim, so then it's going to be Mutter through Tircha. A beautiful Shach. The Shach says Sif Katan Dal. The Daska b'Moed Aser Dvarim Shel Torach Mikvei Kvod Moed. Avol Ba'Avol Shalsa Yedei Acherim Ma'ich Baslam B'Torach Acherim. It's not even the Shach. It's own. It's coming from the tour. Okay. So that's the basic halacha that we paskin like Rav Shisha. What about the issue of him doing Malachos Hamutaros for others? This we outlined already. And that's number three in our list. And that is, fine, Malach is mutter for him, but Malachos Hamutaros Ha'idei Acherim. So we mentioned that the halacha is Malachos Hamutaros Le'acherim, excuse me. He's doing it for others. So the Aruch HaShulchan is Machmir, and the Badei HaShulchan, I have it in my notes, that the Badei HaShulchan says that you come out Lekula. Why? As we mentioned before, that the Badei HaShulchan says that when it comes to Yom Tov, it's Mutter Al Yedei Acherim. On our list in the front of us, we have Uman L'Rabim, that we put up on the board as well, so that Uman L'Rabim is a Machlokis, and we said that that's another reason that one could possibly make, though, according to the Gilyon Marsha, in the case of the Taz. Issue number five, is that when it comes to the Isser Melacha, we said it's Mutar Al Yedei Acherim, but there is a very important exception. The very important exception is said very modestly by the Mechaber. One can miss it
But this is a very important yesod. And that is Siv Dalet. Says the Mechaber, Afilu Dover Ha'aved Asar Avolasos Bein Hu, Bein Avodav Ushfachosav, Ubanav Uvnosav Shemase Yedeim Shalom. You remember we said that Allah is Al Yedei Acherim is Mutter? Says the Mechaber, but that's not your Avodim, your Shvachos, or Banav Ubnosav. What's the Svara? So if you take a look at the Shach, the Svara is as follows. When it comes to Al Yedei Acherim, so then in such a case, then they aren't considered an extension of him. It's not his estate that's working. However, Avodav Shvachosav, Bonav Ubnosav, says the Shach, who are Soimech al Shulchano, so then the kids are eating, are earning their keep. They're earning what they're eating on the table. So they're all an extension of him. They're considered an extension of him. And if they're an extension of him, the halacha is that it's going to be osur for them to work as well. Which raises a very important and fascinating chumrah from the Pnei Baruch. The Pnei Baruch says, this is a fascinating question, the halacha lemaisa. Pnei Baruch says, what's the halacha about one's wife, an avol's wife, going to work? She's also someches al shulchanam. So the heter al yidei acherim b'davar aved. Fine, but this is not al yidei acherim. This is not al yidei acherim. So what's the story over here? Pnei Baruch comes out of the Chumrah. He says that the halacha is that al yidei ishto, that one's wife going to work, he doesn't see the heter.
What about lahefa?
However, it seems to be, I would like to add that there's something interesting. If you take a look at the source of this halacha in Siv Dalet, that's the Evo Rabosi, it's exactly the way it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Abdov Shevchosav, Bonav Ubnosav. Who's missing? Ishto. Why is Ishto not mentioned?
Kegufa.
Ishto Kegufa, that's a possibility. Possibility is Ishto Kegufa. That's Eina Chanami. That is a possibility. I was thrilled to see that Chacham Avadya does quote in Chazon Avadya. I have the Maramokum in front of you. Chelek Beis Amikuf Lamed, as well as I have it photocopied in the booklet. The Chacham Avadya does point out from Achronim who made my Diuk. At the end of the day, Chacham Avadya says that the Achron, the Beis David, comes out of Chumra, even though he wonders out loud why it's not mentioned. Nevertheless, this is Chazon Avadya about halfway through the booklet. He says, nevertheless, it should come out L'chumra. However, I'd like to share with you a bunch of reasons that Chacham Avadya and Yiboda L'chaim Rav Sternbuch suggest of why it would be permissible for a woman whose husband is an avel to go to work, even though every single one of these are chidushim. The Parshat Pshat is that anybody who's part of the same earning income, the same, if you will, everybody who's part of the same investment firm, or company, that's the word. Everybody who's part of the same company that's working for him, it's Osir. You're not allowed to have, when I say the working firm, what I mean is that everybody's working to the same goal of putting food on the table. So then in such a case, there's ein mashu yoter mizeh, that the wife and the husband are working together, and therefore her earnings are considered his as well. However, if you take a look in the second column in Kuf Lamid, Chacham Avadya has one interesting chiddush. And there he suggests the following chiddush, which has profound nafkaminis in Evin Ezer, and that is, he says, a husband is only allowed to ask his wife to do work that's normal for a woman to do. And the Rambam describes what is normal for a woman to do, and that is for her to spin wool and to sew and to weave. However, all other malachos, a husband is not allowed to ask his wife to do. Why? Because that's not a woman's job. He's not allowed to ask. I don't care whether she got her degree from NYU or Columbia, whatever it might be. At the end of the day, a husband doesn't have a right to ask his wife to do that job, even if she's capable. So Chacham Avadya Zatzal suggests that therefore, once a husband can't ask her, so if she decides to doing it, she's not putting it back on the table for the house. Her job for the house is to sew and to weave and so on and so forth. Anything that she does that the husband doesn't object, that falls into the rubric of halacha, that's her own bonus. Oh, that raises an interesting question. Is that so? Is that her own bonus? Who is that? That's going to create profound implications in terms of hilchos ksuba and other things, and etc. etc. I'm sure Chacham Avadia thought that through, but that's the heter Chacham Avadia gives. Rav Sternbuch, Shlita, suggests the following. And Chacham Avadia's nota lekula. Chacham Avadia nota is nota lekula. He also raises a possibility that Rav Sternbuch as well raised, if you want to put this down as well, as heter number two, is that maybe they could be called an uman l'rabim, depending on what the woman's job is. Chacham Avadia and Rav Sternbuch speak about a woman who's a teacher, and rabin tzrichin lo. So in such a case, they say it could very well be that this is an uman l'rabim. There are 20 kids in the classroom that are waiting. Then in such a case, it's rabin. It's Rabin Tzrichinlo. Okay.
What's that?
Oh, that's the... No, we mentioned Chacham Avad, you went with that. Let's see. I don't know. Interesting, huh? Rav Sternbuch does mention it's a Snif Lahaka. Okay, so that will be a riot to what Rav Yaakov had my response to Rav Yaakov. Another suggestion is... We're not done. Another suggestion is Eini Nizonis Ve'Eini Yosef. That a woman says... You know, the classic case, she says, I do better at work than you do. So that it's a Gemara. Obviously, a lot of implications in this Gemara. A woman could say, you don't feed me, I'll keep my paycheck. So the suggestion that Rav Sternbuch raises, that one Rav suggested, that the woman should say at the beginning of Shiva, Eini Nizonis Veini Osa, that she's not connected to the house, and she's making a living on her own. That's a little bit of a harama. It's a little bit of a harama. They don't do it the rest of the year, but that's one of his suggestions. That's on the top column in your photocopy of Tuf Mem Aleph. Another suggestion is a fascinating suggestion, and that is, he suggests that nowadays, the way, particularly here in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, where Sternbuch lives, and at the end of the day, most couples and families are just struggling to get by. And at the end of the day, they're not even talking about earning a living to make a parnasa. At the end of the day, she's just bringing home, it's even less than parnasa. She's just bringing home to be able to put food on the table. So since she's just coming to bring home food on the table, that's not even called something that qualifies as a full parnasa. And she's just trying to earn her basic needs, her own basic needs, her basic clothing, basic food, even for herself, leaving aside the children and the rest of the domestic needs in the house. That, of course, depends on different households. But at the end of the day, he suggests, his words are, this is in paragraph Achen, second line, Ela ovedes kemo shetil en parnasa, vim kein la'atzma ovedes v'lo lo l'bay l'dakka. Okay, gavne ein roi l'esar, shari ein avela. And then in such a case, it's even less than the idea of the Gemara and Ksubis. Finally, on the top of the second column, he suggests that there's another heter, and that is, that could be there's a heter of Havla. She doesn't get paid every day. She gets paid by the month. And since she gets paid by the month, so that month, she's not going to receive a paycheck on the whole month. She doesn't get paid by the week. So since she doesn't get paid by the week, maybe there's a heter of Havla. Each one of these heterim are a little bit weak. And then finally, he concludes as a snif lahatir is that rabin tzrichim la, that if she's a teacher, it's rabin tzrichim la, which is quite common here in Yerushalayim, that she's a teacher. And if it's a rabin tzrichim la, he suggests that maybe the first 3 days, and we said it's really 2 days according to many, the first 2 days, maybe she shouldn't go into work. That's where Sternbuch comes out, that maybe the first 2 days she shouldn't go into work, but afterwards, she should. There are other reasons on an emotional level for spouses to be there for each other, but Makom Sar, every situation is different. But at the end of the day, it's a fascinating question, and I do think that there is room to argue for some of these heterim, particularly that it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch at all, whether you use Chacham Avadia's Svara, that generally that's not her avoda at all, or you use Rev Sternbuch's Svara. At the end of the day, It seems to me that many poskim are makel. Okay, but there is a fascinating question. Pnei Baruch asks a great question, why it is that we're not machmer when it comes to a spouse. Okay, so that is the Isser Al Yidei, Isser Malacha Libana. That's issue number 5. Issue number 6 is a Dovera Ave that no one else could do except for himself. That's the next issue. Issue number 6, something that no one else except for him can do. So the Ramah comments on Sif Hei that we were just working on. Ramah comments, V'yesh omrim, dim lo yuchal lasos ha'yedei acherim, v'udover ha'ovein mutter lasos ha'ovel ba'atzmo. There's some say that if it's a dover ha'ovein, so then the ovel, and can't be done by others, then the ovel can do it. Ula acher shoshem rishom yesh lahatel, v'afil tel gimel v'uhefsin meruba. So finally, we have the heter of an ovel being able to do it. If mamish can't be done by others, then he himself would be able to step in and do the malacha. Rabosai, isn't this amazing? That when it comes to davar ha'aved, we're more machmir by an avel than we are when it comes to chalamoid. Even though the Gemara points out the chalamoid might be darais and avel is drabanan, nevertheless, it comes out that there are certain things in malacha for an avel were more machmir than chalamoid. Why is that so? So here, the Rush, when he quotes this halacha, says that at the end of the day, it's mutar al yidei acherim. Since it's mutar al yidei acherim, there's no need to be as expansive. In contrast to chalamoid, it's chalamoid for everybody. So an avel has a way out, so then in such a case, you have others do it. However, when it comes to chalamoid, we have to be master because he doesn't have anybody else to do it. The rush then goes on, and therefore, when there isn't anybody to do it for the avel, then it's going to be mutter, because mistaber, we should be more makel when it comes to avel than when it comes to chalamoid. So chalamoid, there you're stuck. So we have a hetter of davar avel. Avel, you're not stuck. Have it done al yidei acherim. However, if there's mamish no acherim, no one else could do it, then the logic reverses, and we should be more makel by avel than when it comes to chalamoid. Alternatively, the Bach says that we're more machmir on malacha, on avel than chalamoid, because at the end of the day, it's easier for the avel to be distracted from his avelus, and there's a mitzvah for the avel not to be distracted from his avelus, which would be an extension of the idea that we had seen in the Beragola, that this first 3 days are for Bechi, so that not only the first 3 days for Bechi, all 7 days are for real intense avelus, and for that reason, we're more machmer on the Yisra Malacha, despite the fact that Chalamoid could very well be, according to most Rishonim and Yisra Daraisa, avel, we're going to say the halachi is that we are matir.
Where is
Lach? So what's la halacha? La halacha, we're somech on the Ramah. Halacha lemaisa, if we're dealing with a davar ha'aved that no one else could do for him, the halacha is that will be meiko behefsid meruba in the first 3 days. If it's not a hefsid meruba, then in such a case we would be machmir on the first 3 days and meiko on any other significant hefsid on all the other days. That's issue number 6 in regards to davar ha'aved shlo yachalasas alacher. Number 7. I'm not even going to write this out on the board because now I'm going keseder on the list that's in front of you. Number 7 is we just need to qualify what constitutes an iser heter, of davar ha'aved. So here we have the mechaber in siv vav zayin ches and tes, and the mechaber gives us some examples of something that qualifies as a davar ha'aved. So he says, number 1, commerce is prohibited. However, says the Mechaber, halfway through Sivvav, if there is a ship that's coming in that is selling your merchandise that you need to buy, or a ship is leaving with the merchandise that you need to sell, even if you're being marviach, that's called a davar ha'aved, a very interesting knetch. In general, davar ha'aved, we understand that you're going to lose money. However, davar ha'aved could also be that it's a time-related opportunity. If it's a time-related opportunity, So then in such a case, then we also have the heter of Zavar Ha'aved. So therefore, if it's a Revach She'ena Matsui, so then that will qualify as Zavar Ha'aved. That's what the Badei HaShulchan writes in Sifkat and Zayin, as well as if you would lose from the Karen. If you would lose from the principal, so then in such a case, you would have the heter of Zavar Ha'aved. That's the Hagdara, the Badei HaShulchan. And if you take a look, the Shulchan Aruch really just gives you many different examples of Dover Ha'aved, where you're going to lose from the Keren, or it's a unique opportunity that if you don't take it now, that opportunity won't reappear, and then as well we consider that a Dover Ha'aved. What emerges, says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud, is that not only when it comes to malacha, that's generally asar and chalamoed, is it prohibited for an avel? But even malacha that's letzorech hayom, says the mechaber in Sif Yud, kol advarim shetiru b'moed, mishum tzorech hamoed, kulam asurim b'avel afilu al yidei acher. You don't have the heter of letzorech hamoed. You don't have the heter of letzorech hamoed. That's also going to be asar, and that's based on a gemara, chaf aleph amid beis. Finally, there is in Shulchan Aruch, all the way, Sif Yud Aleph, all the way through Chaf Aleph, are shailas in regards to a partnership. What happens if a person has a partnership, he has a shutaf, or cases of arisus, then the Shulchan Aruch discusses whether one person is allowed to go to work, because there's a shailah over here. If the shutaf is going to go to work, so then in such a case, the other individual is going to be marviach. So that is a nuanced shaila, and the halachos is really, really dependent on many variables. Hardly ever is this shaila, I believe, halacha lemaisa, as you could take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, the details, but as I'm going to explain shortly, I think that the shaila of shutzvus hardly ever comes up in regards to lemaisa. I would say the following. The Yalkut Yosef in Shin Lamed Beis does have the following etza that was discussed by the early Achronim. If a person has a case of a shutfus, there is a suggestion, and the suggestion is that in the case of a shutfus, for one of the parties to separate from the other. So Reuven's an avel, so then Reuven should be maknev, does a whole kinyan, being maknev to Shimon. That's a complicated thing. Once again, you deal with harama, a heter mechira, etc., etc. That's quite an extensive suggestion, and questionable. However, Lania's Daiti, in 90% of the times of today's businesses, there's a lot of room to leave your business open. Of course, not for the Avel to work, but there is a very basic heter that it seems to me one should be aware of. And that is that the Aruch HaShulchan in Simin Shif Pei Siv Dalid says the following. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Sif Vav. V'lechein nir lani azdaiti, d'bal malacha hamachsik poalim, u'mishalim lehem, yicholim lasos malachto b'beiso afilu b'yom rishon, sharei ein lecha dover oved yoser mizeh, shamishalim mehem mikiso kol yom. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if you have any employee, so then in such a case, there's nothing greater than a davar oven than that. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, it will be mutter to leave open the business. However, there's one shaila that needs to be asked, that is not for, we can't get into it now, and that is marasayin. How do you deal with the fact that it's marasayin? And once again, in Shulchan Aruch, there are many details. Lania's daiti, almost every business that's a case of a partnership, there usually is more than the owner and the other owner. There almost always is an employee, right? I can't think of a partnership. That's just the way economics work today. You'll have every once in a while two people who share a grocery. But it hardly ever happens. Almost every business today has one or two employees. The moment in which you have that, so then to shut down the business, then the individual is going to lose money vis-a-vis the employee. He's going to have to continue paying the employee. So therefore, the halacha, in most instances, is that it would seem, according to Aruch HaShulchan, that al tzavara aved, it will be mutter. The one issue is marasayin. So here, that we have in Shulchan Aruch, that if possible, and the details again are beyond our scope, if possible then the business should be done in a place that's not so obvious. That would depend on the nature of the store, if it's possible to do it bebesam, and this I think covers the basic shilas. And what emerges again as far as the last case is concerned, 90% of the time it seems to me that you have the heter of Dover Aved. You have to think about the case of Marisayim. In many, many, many instances there isn't even Marisayim. Many, many businesses, the name of the business has nothing to do with the name of the individual who owns it. Sometimes the business is associated with the individual, then in such a case it would be problematic. But anytime there's kolin, then you have the heter of Dover Aved. Okay. Well, we'll stop over here. And the Ezer Hashem, next time we begin all the details of the Nihuge Avelus, the Mirz Hashem, on Monday. We'll pick up with the Issa Rechitza and Sicha. I just remembered one question that was asked that I never got back to at the end of two Shi'urim ago. The question was in regards to Kriya, Chas V'Chalila, of us going to war. If Chas V'Chalila we go out to war, and there are soldiers that are lo aleinu are killed. So we had in Simin Shin Mem Sif Lamed Vav Korin Al Shmuas Ros Kigon Shenikbitzu Rov Atzibur LeMelchama. So if you take a look, this is a Gemara. The Gemara says on Chav Vav Amid Aleph that if Rov Atzibur goes out to Melchama, so then even if a small amount of people are killed, you need to tear Kriya. So the Ritva says, Beferish, it's really the Gemara itself. The Ritva says on that Gemara, that's only if Rov HaTzibur goes out to war. So in case of extreme calamity, where the majority of healthy, bodied males are fighting in a war, so then in such a case, then Chas V'Chalila, then the Kriya would apply. But if it's, and that would qualify as Shmuel Sros. However, if the majority does not go out, so then in such a case there isn't Kriya, but of course, Al Adam Kasher, there is an issue of Kriya, as we've discussed in the details in Hilchos Kriya. I will stop here. Yeah.